Dr. Marks, what are the plans for University of Western Sydney campus at Liverpool?
We have some fantastic plans for Liverpool. It's a 9-storey high-rise campus, very similar to the model of campus that we've rolled out in Parramatta this year. And the big story around both of those spaces, at Parramatta and Liverpool, is the technology infusion we have in them. So the buildings are, if you like, IoT and tech-fitted out throughout. And the teaching spaces are pretty revolutionary as well. You won't see any lecture theatres in the traditional sense in the Liverpool campus. They are learning studios, which are, again, are supported by pretty high-tech kit.
As you said, the campus has been referred to as a future of high-tech learning and will be learning centres for the frontline careers, such as nurses and police. Why was this focus chosen for the new campus?
Oh, look, I think the university recognises that, you know, the way that we teach degree programs at universities has to radically change, you know, and that doesn't mean that you jettison the rigour of the teaching or the evidence base or the theory. What it does mean is that you really change up the way that you deliver that and the programs that you deliver. So increasingly at university, and this is not just at Liverpool, but this is across the board, increasingly you see multi-discipline offerings as opposed to very linear or single degree programs. So that means if you do policing, for example, you also do sociology and you'll also do some comms and some other areas that feed into that degree program. That really just that, and that's not just us, that reflects the changing nature of work. So if we, you know, for example, just produce stock standard engineers or stock standard business degrees or stock standard humanities degrees, then really they won't cut it in the workforce sense. We have to be multi-lens, multi-discipline, and we have to be technology infused. And that's the whole idea behind the design of the Liverpool campus.
And UOW, University of Wollongong, has opened up a new campus in Liverpool as well earlier this year. Will there be enough students for both universities to justify their respective campuses?
Yeah, look, absolutely. There's enough students. There's certainly the case that Western Sydney's underdone when it comes to levels of educational attainment. We believe, though, that you need to go in somewhere at scale, and that's no offence to other universities, but it's pretty significant that from day one we'll have upwards of 4,000 students in that Liverpool campus. And that's the way that you create investment into the economy, into the CBD of Liverpool, and it's the way you get really good skills uplift. And the other important fact, and again, not to knock their competitors, but I must emphasise that everything that Western Sydney University generates in that region gets reinvested back into that region. It doesn't go off to Wollongong or back into Sydney or back into other areas. It stays in Liverpool. And that's, I guess, been something we've been committed to throughout. We are the university that teaches the highest number of kids from socioeconomically disadvantaged backgrounds, hands down. We are the most culturally diverse university. We reflect our region, and Liverpool is really just another step in that process.
Also, with the federal government decision to build a new airport in Sydney's southwest, is UWS looking at the southwest of Sydney as a new centre of a cultural and business hub?
Yeah, look, the airport infrastructure and other investments that are being made in the region do focus our minds at the university in terms of what types of industry-supported training we need to put into campuses like Liverpool. But I have to be honest with you, that the thing in terms of government decisions that is at the forefront of our mind at the moment is the fact that they're going to be cutting $51.3 million out of Western Sydney University's budget over the next 4 years. When you consider that we have a very modest operating surplus of around about $10 million, that is completely wiped out by this, and effectively the university goes into deficit. And for us, that is the airport stuff, of course, is something we want to support. But it makes it very hard, you know, if you have on the one hand the government saying they want an ideas boom, and on the other hand they cut $2.8 billion out of universities. You kind of wonder as to the logic behind that.
Yeah, I mean, that leads into my next question. Does UWS believe that the market of higher education will stay at its current rate since the government has lowered HECS repayment brackets, maybe scaring some students away from higher education, and, as you said, has been cutting money to university funding?
Yeah, look, we're always concerned about any signal or policy from government that will send a negative signal to prospective students. You know, we have an educational attainment gap between graduate level residents of Western Sydney and their peers across Greater Sydney of 31%. And that's a 31% qualifications lag. So any signal from government that maybe lifts the price of degrees slightly, we think will have an impact. And it's not going to hurt people that come from wealthier income brackets who may go to other universities. It's going to hurt the people that come to universities like Western Sydney. And you know, you simply cannot have a knowledge-based economy. You can't have all of the things that the Commonwealth and the state government, through groups like the Greater Sydney Commission and others, have been looking to do. You can't build innovation into an economy when you actively deter people from going to university. We're doing what we can to make it easier. You know, one of the simplest things about Liverpool and the campus we're building there is it's close to the station. It's accessible. You know, we have the highest proportion of kids at our university compared to any other university in the country that actually have full-time work. So we run a lot of our classes at night, and by putting the campus next to the station, it allows that, you know, to be easier. But and government has to understand the changes they make to their higher education system and the budget process. You know, they're not somehow miraculously separated from the rest of the economy. If you do something to higher education, you cut funds there, then you undermine every other objective in the economy related to knowledge jobs.
With the new campus opening up in Parramatta and now in Liverpool, is the university looking at Western Sydney as going to hit having a renaissance of sorts?
I like the term renaissance. I actually do think that Western Sydney has for too long been Greater Sydney's best kept secret. For many, many years, the narrative around Western Sydney politically and socially was one of deficit. It was, you know, geez, what are we going to do to fix Western Sydney? I'm from this region and, you know, the majority of my colleagues here at Western Sydney, you know, grew up in this region. So for us, the idea that you can have levels of educational attainment in Bankstown and Liverpool and Parramatta and Blacktown that rival those in other areas of Sydney is entirely logical. And I think there's an absolutely vibrant cultural scene, intellectual scene throughout pockets of Western Sydney. Bankstown, Liverpool are no different. But the difference is that by building this kind of high-quality educational infrastructure in these areas, we're highlighting those things. And for too long, you know, they've been hidden.